It's exactly now 5:26 South African time on this beautiful, mashallah, Friday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. Yes, somebody asked for our WhatsApp number. It's 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2 784-786-3132. Today is the 5th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1444. I want to welcome my beloved teacher, my beloved Ustad, our beloved respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, it's a beautiful cold Friday morning. Welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri. وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Yawmul Jumu'ah, Friday, and it is the 5th of Zulqa'dah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26, verses 130 to 135. We continue with the incident, the episode, the events that were unfolding during the time of Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam, selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people, and he was sent to the people of Ad. So he now Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 26, verse 130. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when you punish and seize people, you punish them very, very severely. You are ten-pot dictators and you are oppressors. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Fear Almighty Allah. وَأَطِيعُونِ. وَأَطِيعُونِ. And be obedient to me, to Nabi Hud alayhi salatu salam. Life is a sojourn. How many ten-pot dictators came? How many Faraina and Pharaohs came? And all of them had to leave this world. And you see, today people remember them, that what oppressors they were, and so forth and so on. So each one of us should remember, and the table can turn very easily the other way. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي. And fear Almighty Allah, the Supreme Being. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعَلَمُونَ. He assisted you. He gave you and conferred for you what you know. All the ever-recurring bounties and favors that are coming to you. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ. He Almighty Allah conferred, assisted you, helped you. بِأَنْعَام. أَنْعَام means camel, cows, goats, sheep. So all that Almighty Allah gave you, wonderful animals. وَبَنِينَ. Children, sons, daughters, all. So Almighty Allah mentions sons because they love sons more. But remember, sons, daughters in Islam, all are a great bounty from Almighty Allah. وَجَنَّاتِ وَأُيُونَ. Almighty Allah gave you wonderful gardens, your farms, your plantations, وَأُيُونَ, and all the springs and everything. So meaning they were in the lap of luxury, but the greatest thing they rejected. They rejected the oneness of Almighty Allah. Majority of them rejected Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. And now they're inviting the wrath, the anger, punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah. Hence Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam informs them, Inni akhafu alaykum azab yawmin azim, that I fear for you, O people of Ad, I fear for you azab, such a punishment, yawmin azim, that it will be a big and huge punishment on a certain day, and it surely will come unless you change your habits, your ways, and you start believing in Almighty Allah and the Prophet, peace be upon him, Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. But what was the response of his people? Inshallah, that we will discuss tomorrow. Let us go around the world, local, national, international, with news, views and interviews, and see what's really happening. We start right from Russia. From Russia with love. So Putin invites the African leaders to St. Petersburg. You see, Putin is a master tactician. He knows he's coming here to South Africa in August for the BRICS conference. Whoever likes it, doesn't like it, remember, he'll be here. And second one is this. Now he inviting the African leaders. See, you better join my block and our block of BRICS or whatever else. And this will be done in July in St. Petersburg. So that's a good thing for the African leaders to attend, so that they understand that America is no friend of theirs. It will just use them and then throw them away. Right, now we go to Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist regime. Haaretz newspaper leads with this article. Bibi Netanyahu passes the budget with lies and threats. Can you believe that? The own Jewish paper saying that how much he lied, how much he threatened the politicians, by hook or by crook, you must remember, they passed the budget. Israel is already preparing to steal more and more land in the West Bank. Whatever people say, all as Arab than port dictators, boot-licking Israel, we're going to make Safakatu Karnin, the deal of the century, which Trump made them idiots and fools, and they fell in it hook, line and sinker. So remember, they're going to steal more and more. Therefore, one German diplomat said a few years ago, there is no such thing as A-zone and B-zone and E-zone and all C-zone and all. It's all Palestine in the West Bank. There's nothing for you Jutlas, haramis. But who can explain to these haramis who are killing prophets and messengers, killing innocent children and women, and their greed is such that they want more and more, and that will be the reason they will lose everything. Just like white minority rule here in South Africa, but human being never learns. Look at Kissinger, another Jutla, another Harami, and he was behind the murder of 3 million people. Kissinger behind. Go see, go read about Cambodia, go read about Laos, go read about Vietnam and so forth. And now this Shaitan Jutla Harami wants to be the advisor of presidents and people. Qatar tells the EU, European Union, the worst is yet to come for you regarding your energy problems. For you, Britain, for you, Europe, you're going to suffer more and more. And Qatar must tighten, remember, that they got all the gas supplies there. So they must tell them that we're going to tighten things for you because you support the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Iran has prepared a new ballistic missile, and it's called Khyber, and it can fly 2,000 kilometers. Well, it can hit right into Tel Aviv and hit some Jutlas there, inshallah. We are 100% behind Iran on this issue. You must prepare yourself to the best of ability and go nuclear and everything. Don't be a fool like this Arab regimes and so forth. But that does not make you a Muslim. You're still Kufar, you're still Shia, you're still our enemy. But on the battlefront, we will support you. Anybody attacks them, the Israeli regime will support you. Another headline, remember, you will find there in the Haaretz. Bibi Netanyahu is bankrupting Israel. He's making them go backwards instead of going forward. Why? Just to keep himself out of jail. And remember, to keep his coalition in power. The Attorney General rejects Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir is Ibn Himar. If you don't know what Ibn Himar means, the son of a donkey. That is what the Palestinians call him. I agree 100%. He's worse than that also. So Ben-Gvir Ibn Himar, his request for private legal, remember, that he wanted representation, so that the Attorney General said, no, you're not going to get that. Now you see, they want to make Israel like a religious country. So Israeli budget gives more to students who are studying the Torah. Can you believe that? So they won't serve in the army. They got special rights and so forth and so on. So now they said Iran and Israel, they will not go to war. Because they know Iran will give them also a good surprise, you know. And it's all saber-rattling. Iran, Israel, both our enemies. The father of Shia Azam, remember, was a Jutla. His name was Abdullah bin Sabah. And this is written in the Shia books, Gusiri Jalul Kashi. And you will find it there as well. Okay, how Israel is desecrating the Torah. Can you believe that? These haramis, this cursed nation, supposed to be protecting the Torah, although they got different versions, but now their own newspaper, Haaretz, say they're desecrating it. Now look at these Saudis, you know. Adil Jubair, he is a big minister there in the Saudi regime in the cabinet. He's in Montevideo, he's there in Uruguay, and he met the vice president of Uruguay. But the only thing they discuss, let's do this deal. Can't you, Adil Jubair, use your common sense and tell your leader, MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, that the whole of Uruguay, there is not one single masjid. 5 million people, I've been there 4 or 5 times. They have 3-4 muswallas and so forth and so on. Yes, in the 40s, 50s, they had 3 mosques. One, they turned into a church. I went myself inside the church. Another one, they turned into a museum. I saw that also. And the other mosque, they made it a block of flats and offices and so forth. So remember that when the Muslim Ummah neglects all the masajid, then that is what happens. But Allah gave you all billions, trillions, zillions. Can't you put one masjid there? Name one of your king's name. King Fahd, King Abdullah, King Salman, King Abdulaziz, whatever you want. So that will be at least something that might save you in the year after. But you need Iman, you need Islam, which majority of them don't have, remember that. Now look at Saudi Arabia and India, how they destroy Islam. Listen to this carefully, you Muslims. Because 90% of you Muslims also half asleep. I mean, that's the truth, you know. So the first group of Hujjaj came from India. And this is the first time in history women from India came without a guardian, without a mahram. Women just coming, no husband, no father, no brother, no son, no nothing. Just coming alone. So Modi ji, remember the war criminal and the butcher of Gujarat, and remember he, MBS, are very happy with this. The more and more freedom we can give Muslim women, that's what they call it, freedom, satanic freedom and so forth, and they pollute and taint their hajj. When this Saudi MBS demolishes mosque to build a highway and so forth, how many he did already like that to build big, big malls and commercial centers? So Modi says, what you blaming us? Go see your Saudi Arabia, they demolishing mosque. So why we can't demolish mosque? You see the message you are sending. So they're both haramis, you must remember these things. Yeah, the Saudi regime and the Indian regime, both our enemies. But who's there to speak? Who's there to even understand the issue? So from South Africa, how many ladies are going? From other countries, how many ladies? Say, no, Saudi government said permissible. Must we follow Saudi government or must we follow the Sharia? Muslim, Islam, means I must submit lovingly, willingly, sincerely to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we come to local politics. You see Mateshile, Shile, whatever his name, the deputy president, Now they're speaking already about next year's elections, because they know that definitely they're going to lose. They got a water crisis, they got energy crisis, electricity crisis, every crisis you can think of. So if they go less than 50%, the ANC, so we must have a national conference, he said, Matashile, whatever. He said, you must remember that so that we know how we can form our coalitions and all that. So you can see everybody is preparing for next year, whether it's India, whether it is South Africa, whether it's America, and so forth and so on. And then our capital group, mashallah, another happy day for them. Our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, mashallah, his sister, mashallah. So there's a nikah coming up today there in the family. So all that you can listen to it between 10 and 10:30 today, inshallah. So we make dua for them and the family. Allah ta'ala jori ke salamat rakhe. Allah ta'ala badare khushi aage batare. Allah ta'ala rahmat nazil kare in life. So I spoke Maimon day, you're still on the right station. Allah ta'ala keep the union and the marriage, mashallah, for many, many years. Bless them with pious children. Allah envelope them with special, special mercy, inshallah al-Aziz. Okay, today 8:30 to 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku and Maulana Zahid Khan. 11:20, we will then join Makkah and Pechin with them. And that is the khutbah and the sermon from there, and Salat Sheikh Salih Humaid. And I will be today, inshallah, in UJ. And that is the University of Johannesburg, Auckland Park, inshallah al-Aziz. I'll translate the khutbah and sermon from there. And then, inshallah, azan is 12:30 there in the musalla at UJ. And after the salat and all that, I'll stay there for 1 hour or more regarding how many students there are and how many questions there are and so forth. So you students in UJ, be ready. Inshallah, we'll be there with Allah's mercy and Allah's grace. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.
I've got Samuel. He says, morning to the team of Ansar. He says, who is safer, aka a Palestinian in Israeli territory or an Israeli in Palestinian territory? Samuel, please don't be upset, aka Ustad.
Not upset. For what must I be upset? Samuel, don't you even read what is world news? Leave Muslims, leave us, leave the Arabs. See what your Amnesty International said. They said Israel is an apartheid state. See what Israeli Human Rights Watch and whatever they call themselves, what they said. They said Israel is an apartheid regime. Do you know the latest news? Israeli Defense Force released, my brother Samuel. Samuel, we say Shamuel. For you Muslims, you want to give a good name for your son, Shamuel. So remember that Sheen, Meme, Wow, Yalam. So you, my brother Shamuel, Samuel, so remember that they murdered cold-bloodedly Shirin Abu Akila, the journalist of Al Jazeera, because she was exposing their war crimes and their murder of innocent children, women, stealing more and more places of the Palestinians and so forth. They said no one in the Israeli Defense Force will be investigated. You want to come and tell me and equate a Palestinian and an Israeli? Israelis are haramis. You know what is harami? You must remember that illegitimate child. And you know what's the other word? B. You must add another B, big B. So that's what they are, majority of them. They can get away with murder, they can steal, they can do whatever they want to. Don't you read the book? Go read the book, Palestinian Laboratory. There, Gaza is their laboratory. Every 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, go for a test run. See how many people we can murder and kill, and then we'll sell our arms to the West and to other Arab countries, the idiots and the fools. So you must remember this thing here, my brother. You can't be so naive, Nair Samuel. Where are you living in Alice? In Wonderland or what?
Ustad, I've got a sister Tali Tahira. She says that what verse of the Quran do you use, you and Maulana Arafat, to keep yourself motivated every day? Sister Tahira, Ustad.
Sister Tahira, what you need to do is open the Quran Sharif anywhere. And I suggested for you that you, my sister Tahira, go to Mr. Madam Google, whoever you want to go to, and download and this Quran, Quran, made easy. And you will see it's in two volumes, and at the bottom you will find Mufti, Mufti, Afzal, Afzal, Hussein, just like mine, Hossein. So we are related, 45th cutting, so all members we connected somehow, you know. So you won't understand that too much, Sister Tahira, but don't worry about that. So Quran, Quran, made easy. And you download it, and every day you read a passage from there. And anywhere you open in the Quran, it will motivate you. I give you a quick lesson. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda was asked, which ayat motivates you the most? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Qul, kullu ya'malu ala shakilati. Everyone practices on his disposition and on what he wants to. So Allah, you are ghaffar, you are ghafoor. You will keep on forgiving, ya Allah. And we human beings, we will keep on sinning, ya Allah. So Allah have mercy and forgive us. Ameen. That is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu warda. They came to Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen. Which ayat motivated you the most? Ghafiri dham, qabili taub, shadidil iqab. Allah forgive the sins. Allah accept the tawbah. Allah is severe in punishment. He spoke of his punishment right in the ending. First, he spoke of forgiveness. Ask Sayyidina Usman, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu, which these are the four successors of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, Sister Tahira. Ya Usman, Zunnurain, which verse in the Quran motivated you the most? So then he said, Nabbi ibadi, anni ana al-ghafurur rahim. Tell my servants that I am ghafur, very, very forgiving, very, very merciful. Wa anna azabi huwa al-azabul alim. And my punishment is very painful. He came to Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu warda Fatih Khaybar, and what he said. Go to the verse, my sister. Wonderful, excellent. Chapter 39, verse 53. Write it down, Sister Tahira. Chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Oh, my beloved servants, Allah is saying that those who went beyond the limits, you committed every crime almost. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. People can condemn and criticize us, but Allah is of forgiving. And if you make sincere tawbah, we committed crimes in public, we make apology, we cry to Allah in public. We committed crimes privately, so we cry to Allah privately, secretly. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. And verily, Almighty Allah is for all forgiving, for He'll forgive all the sins. Chapter 39, verse 53. You're asking me, sister. So my favorite verse when I was becoming a Hafiz, memorizing the Noble Quran. Chapter 22, verse 78. فَنِئِمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئِمَ النَّصِيرِ. Ya Allah, you are the best protector. Ya Allah, you are the best helper. You got it, my sister? So you read anywhere and say, Ya Allah, give me motivation. Inspire me, Ya Allah. The entire Quran will inspire you, my sister. The greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
I've got a Joel. J-O-E-L. He says, A.K., did Prince Charles plan Diana's car crash in Paris? Why or why not? Joel, and he says, I love your news, views, and interviews. Ustad.
Thank you, Joel. I'm giving you more jewels now, so you must listen. You see, the world was fixed. Now, Camilla, you compare Camilla and Chameleon with Diana. There's no comparison, right? You know that, Joel, right? You look at her and look at Diana. Zameen Asman Kafar. Kalfarku Baina Sara wa Suraya is the difference between the skies and the earth, right? So that's story finish. You see, she, Diana, she went in very naive. She was a virgin. And this guy here was the prince, you see. And it's going to be a fairy tale wedding and so forth. But after he deflowered her, now the one child is born and all that. So now he goes. You see, his old flame was always there. Camilla, the chameleon was there. Mm. So he started committing adultery with her. The same Charles, nice King Charles. If I meet him, I'll tell him, you're an adulterer. And you're a disgrace to the British monarch. Anyway, so Diana says that this guy is busy with extramural activities, you see. So let me get busy. So she got busy with a trainer for horses and other things and all that and so forth. So they say that the British media and press and that say the first child is Charles and the second child is the horse rider, the horse trainer. They were doing some horse training, you see. So you must remember this thing. That's what the British press says. Leave that now. That's introduction. Now, she saw the Muslims. There was a doctor in Pakistan, Dr. Hassan, Hassanat, something like that. So, and she fell in love with him. This guy said, hey, Diana, me, I don't want trouble. You just walk, your press is there. You just talk, the press is there. Me, I won't be able to. So forget me, bad news. Then she got hold of Dodi. You know Dodi? Dodi is a Muslim Egyptian. So, father, multi-millionaire and Herods and whatever and all these things. Yeah. So, what happens then, O Jewel? So, now she's going to announce to the world, I'm a Muslim. She's going to announce to the world, I'm pregnant. So, now she goes there to France. Now, the British and the French intelligence, they say it cannot be allowed that Diana must announce to the world that I'm going to become Muslim. And she's going to carry a child of an Egyptian Nohal. You know Nohal, my brother? Jewel, that's in our Afrikaans on top of it. Nohal on top of it. So let the paparazzi comes. So they chase her. And this whole thing was staged. And remember, that is how she went and so forth. So that is what they did. They assassinated her. But you know that because you are British, you can murder 1 million people, and you see what Blair did. If you're American, you can murder 5 million people. I told you Kissinger behind 3 million, George W. Bush and Blair and all of them. You got the story, Jewel? So that's the story. You must learn properly what's happening.
Listen to this one, Ustad. It says here, I love Israel. My name is Ellen. So now that means you're going to hate me, AK, right? So come on, we're entitled to love who we want. I don't agree everything they do, but I'm sorry, I do love Israel. They're helping so many countries. Ellen, Ustad.
You must remember, my brother Ellen, your first premise is wrong already. I told you 1,000 times already. We don't say every Israeli, every Jew is bad. But we definitely will say majority of them are terrorists and definitely majority of them are enemies of humankind. Same thing we say about India, the Hindus there. You must remember, we don't say every Hindu is bad and so forth. So you must remember, we definitely will say that you must remember majority of them are terrorists and they're causing harm to the Muslims. Let me give you 2-3 facts of Israel, because when you love somebody something, you see, you English people, you stole all this from Islam. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim." When you love somebody, you love something, you become blind and deaf. So now listen to me. Number one, you, Ellen, I'm asking you, is Israel an apartheid regime or not? Was Israel built on fraudulent grounds or not? What did your Stern gang, Haganah gang, and all of them do before Israel was even in existence? The massacres they carried out and so forth and so on. Do you know about all this? Do you agree with them that they steal our mosque and everything? They murder our children. 16 years, remember, the siege goes on in Gaza. You should be ashamed of all that to say that you love Israel and they're helping other countries. Israel, our haramis, will never help any country unless they got some benefit to take from them and so forth. So these idiots in the Arab world, they thought that America is their God and will help them. Trump is gone and Bibi will be going out very soon. He can't last. 20 weeks, you must remember consecutively, that the secular Jews are marching against him and Ibn Himar. Do you call that person a human being? Your Ben Gvir and Smotrich and them who say kill, kill Palestinians. You should be ashamed of yourself, Alan.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Jacko, he says that, why are there so many Jews in America, AK, and elsewhere, if Israel exists? Why don't they go to Israel if that is a Jewish state, Ustad?
Why, Jacko? No prate metal. Instead, now you're speaking my language, Jacko. I told him a biki and Afrikaans there, you see. So you must ask them. They themselves don't want to. What they doing in South Africa? Because they know, yeah, labor is cheap, everything. Israel, you know how expensive it is. And the country is going bankrupt. You must, today you go read the Haaretz and go see. BB is making Israel bankrupt and so forth, meaning the ordinary man is very difficult for him or her to survive there. So you must remember they love Israel because they stay outside, make money and send money to Israel. Therefore, I tell our Muslims, but the Muslims obviously, you know, they won't listen. If are we Muslims, yeah, in South Africa, 1 million, 2 million, 2 million is exaggerated, but anyway, 1 million, 2 million, you put our Somali brothers, Ethiopian brothers, and everybody together, Indians, Malays, whites, everybody, and everybody, African, and we make a boycott of the Jutlas, the Jews in South Africa. And see what you will do. You will bring them to the knees. But we don't do these type of things. We don't know what is strategy and so forth. So therefore, you must, we will tell the other guy to boycott and behind his back we will go and buy. That is what the Muslim will do. See, that is the problem, Jaco. Hala as buyer da an Argentina, an America, no khan hala Portugal too. You will find them, pockets of them there in Argentina, and you will find a lot in America. South Africa had a very big amount under apartheid. After black rule came, majority rule came, three quarter half of them ran away. Remember, they can't stay under blacks and majority rule. So thereafter, you must remember, they will stay as long as they can make money. They can't make money, they will pack up. Half of them are moving out slowly, slowly now. They're already going to Portugal looking for safer havens. Remember that? So greener pastures, as they say. So that is the story.
Well, that is a very important question. It is a sister who wants to know advice from you. She says that she's in niqab in parda. They accepted for hajj, but she says that her husband said she must remove her parda or else she's going to give them. That's what their mufti says. So the mufti is telling
okay,
all the sisters.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you must remember this. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. When they asked the master, alayhi salatu salam, now we're going for umrah, we're going for hajj. So for ladies, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi sallam said, wala talbasul kuffazain. So you must remember that the women in ihram, in the state of consecration, you can't wear gloves. Okay, sisters? No gloves at all. Mm-hmm. Out of ihram, you wear gloves, it's fine, no problem. Yesterday I spoke to my sister and them, I see they had gloves on, you understood? So you must remember this type of things. So anyway, oh, my niece or whoever, I see they wear gloves and all that. So very good, you understood and all. So the point I'm making is this, you're out of ihram, you wear gloves, so no problem. And in ihram, so you must remember, no gloves. Second one, وَلَا تَنْتَقِبُ الْمُحْرِمَ. So the ladies in ihram must not wear niqab. So remember, you don't look at one hadith and start jumping and all these kind of things. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha says, when the strange men used to come, so then we used to cover our faces with our niqab and hijab and so forth and all that, right? Asma, some people say, no, this is for the wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Wrong. Go open Mu'tam and Malik, you will find Asma binti Yazid says that we used to cover our faces, nukhammiru hujuhana, and words like that come. So in ihram and so forth. So that fatwa, with due respect to that mufti, if he means that dam you must slaughter a goat or a sheep and all is wrong, that's totally wrong. You must remember that. My advice to you ladies there, that when you come out from your hotel, then whether you in ihram or not ihram, you wear niqab, and it's compulsory to wear the niqab, especially nowadays. And then remember, after your umrah, just give out 30 riyals, 35 riyals, and that will suffice. So meaning 200 riyals, 150 riyals is not a big deal. So you give it out to poor people, there's no dam and all that. That Maulana Mufti is not giving you the correct fatwa, that's wrong. You can see it in my hajj kitab or other kitabs and so forth. Okay, I think our time is up now.
Somebody says, I don't know if it's a Muslim or non-Muslim, says, having at 62, AK, I have no pension. I haven't paid enough in for old age pension, and I am alone. What will I do? I work a few hours, have no savings, and I live week to week. I live in Britain, Ustad.
So you must remember, so we can't help you now. You better go to the Indian Prime Minister Sunak and tell him, help me. If you can't help me, then you better go back to India. So with Sunak there at the helm, so remember, Britain is in a big crisis. Yesterday I saw, you must remember, how the people were protesting against their government and so forth and so on and all these things there. Yeah? So you must remember, they said this war in Ukraine, Russia got nothing to do with us. Our economy is suffering. There's a man in Britain and they're all suffering and so forth. Another Jutla also suffering. So everything is there in the media. So therefore, Almighty Allah is punishing them all. Therefore, we say, Putin, you carry on with the war. Make them all bankrupt. And then you Vladimir, then you rule the world and we make you Muslim, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Next is news and then the Azan and then Mawlana Khalid, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.